This is the greatest day of your life. I want you to stand and believe with me, or sit and believe with me. This is the greatest day of my life. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for all you've said, all you've done, and all you're doing. I thank you that you watch over your people. And I pray for everyone tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that you'd guide their hearts and their minds. I pray that you'd open them, Lord. Open their ears. Open their spirits to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us. I pray that you'd help us to see how deeply woven your will is within us, how profoundly powerful you are within us, that we are able to exercise and demonstrate that authority. You said that when we receive the Holy Spirit, that we would receive power to bear witness to you, that you are God with us. And Lord, I pray for everyone viewing tonight, everyone that's listening to this, I pray as they hear these words, that they would be made quickened, made alive, encouraged. The Lord is with you. The Lord keep you. The Lord has kept you. The Lord guide you. The Lord is guiding you. The Lord be with you. The Lord has been and will continue to be with you. Trust in the Lord. God heals, strengthen you. God's blessing rest on you as you believe, as you trust in him. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, last Wednesday I spoke on the 23rd Psalm, and that's where I want to go. We didn't get really far into it, but there's so much life in the 23rd Psalm, and this is what we're really talking about, fixing what is broken. We talk and we hear a lot of talk about how broken society is, how broken every form of leadership is, just how broken our world is. But again, I read to you where in the 24th Psalm it says, the earth is the Lord's, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness, and all they that dwell therein. The earth you live on, the earth you walk on, the earth you wake up on, the earth you go to sleep at night on is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. God is the authority and the power over all things. And you might say, well, why doesn't he just wave his staff and just make everything right? Well, the reason is that if he was going to do that, he would have just left heaven void of the earth, and he has that in the kingdom of heaven. But what God wanted was a people that he could reign and rule through, so he could share his love, so he could share his spirit, so he could share his authority, so he could teach heaven and earth what faith is really about. But where things get derailed is when we try, as believers, we try to fix the broken things that aren't really broken. We talk so distant from God. We talk in formats and we have dialogue that really say in so many sundry in different ways that we really aren't that blessed, that we're really thrown out here in the world and we're just struggling, contending, fighting against wicked and evil and dark, and we have this image of God over here, the great good God, and then the other little smaller but still evil God, and that's not the way it is at all. There is one God. Hear, O nations of the earth, the word says, the Lord our God, he's one. He's the only God. There is none beside him. There is no other. And evil, again, the presence of evil is really the absence of the Spirit of the Lord, the absence of righteousness. Now, God's Spirit is present everywhere, but we have to be receptive. We have to receive and believe, because the Word says, you and I, the just, the justified through Christ, we live by faith. And faith is such a gift. It's so important. Faith pleases God. And what faith is us believing the spoken Word of God that tells us things beyond our senses, beyond our ability to see, to hear, and oftentimes even put our hand on it. But at the same time, our faith shows us how closely and powerfully connected to God Almighty that we are, and how God can do things that exceed our imagination. And, you know, for me, and I believe for most people, there's nothing more encouraging and empowering than having God work through you in some form, some fashion, whether he gives you a prophetic word and it just really charges someone's life and just blesses them, or gives you a word and it encourages someone, or you lay your hands on someone or speak a word and they're healed, or one of many, many, many things that God does through his people. and you can feel how present God is with us. And I think of it like this because it's the way it is. God is so beyond, so presently within you and with you, so far beyond the ability to sense it or see it that you have to believe and just say it. And we say all the time, see it, say it, and then seize it. See it in your spirit according to the word. Let your ear hear your mouth. Say it and then seize it as your reality. This is what God has said. So how do you fix the brokenness of the world and the brokenness of society? And well, God is a healer. The Lord is a creator of all things. He is the just and the judge. He is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. He knows what he's doing. He knew what he was doing when he created the earth and put you and I on it. And this is what we need to believe. God is leading me in the way that I should go. And the 23rd Psalm is such a powerful chapter of how God leads us and how we should think so we can see clearly what God is doing. Number one, you are incredibly encouraged when you see what God is doing. Number two, you're able to see what he's doing in ways you couldn't see because the blinders are being removed. It can be blinders of doubt, unforgiveness, anger, hatred, strife, bitterness, just the past life that you've lived, the past that we've walked in, the things that we've experienced where you maybe think God didn't answer you or things didn't happen the way they were supposed to, or you remember the wrong you did, and the list goes on and on and on. But God said it like this. He said, I love you. I forgive you. You're mine. And that's where we stand. We are born of God. When you call on the name of the Lord, when you say, Father, thank you for Jesus. I receive your salvation. I receive the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And I ask you to be Lord of my life. Save me, forgive me, heal me, make me yours. And I make you mine, God, by your word and by prayer and by faith in who you are. Be Lord of my life. I'm born again right now because your word says, when I call on you, you answer me. And that's it. It really isn't about a span of time. It isn't really about all the things you have to walk through. It's knowing how to walk through all the things you walk through and see them in such a powerful, incredible, encouraging way, and seeing the hand of God do things through you. And God's going to change this world around us like he's done before. He's going to do it again. We read scriptures all the time about how God transformed a nation or transformed a people, a community, how he healed, saved, set free, gave peace, ended war, did wonders and miracles. He's the same God. And all that we need is we need what is broken fixed. And sometimes we're addressing the wrong thing. It's not that our world is so broken. It's that our faith, our confidence, our trust in God, and that we go about with the sometimes in spiritual formats, we talk out of both sides of our mouth. We say how blessed we are, and yet how much evil and darkness and all these things are going to come and just crush us if we don't just stand up and just plead with God. We don't have to plead and beg God to do what he's already promised he would do. He said, I'm with you. He said, I'll lead you. I'll guide you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Believe me. It's really the doubt of those that claim to be believers that oftentimes does more damage than good. And doubt doesn't do anything but damage. But faith in the word of God and knowing you are a vessel. Again, the word says, do you not know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? And that temple is who you are. And God says, we'll make our abode, we'll make our dwelling with you, and God will do wonders through you. He said, nothing will be impossible to those that believe. And we have a Bible full of witness and testimonies over and over and over, scriptures that show us how God did wonders. And we have many, many testimonies in our day and age where God has done wonders. Believe in the wonder of the Lord. So the 23rd Psalm, this is how we fix what really is broken. This is how we address the right things so your life is filled with joy and peace and things, in short, start going the way they're supposed to go. Your steps are orchestrated of God, but how can you walk in those steps? How can you identify? How can you know where you're supposed to go? And sometimes we try to pull out a map and navigate and figure it out, but God has already built that into who we are when he called us according to his will and his purpose, as the scriptures tell us. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And here we go. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The scriptures tell us that God, he says, regarding his people, he says, I'm going to lead you. And he said, I'll feed them with the good pastures on the mountain heights. And he says they'll graze in a good land. Now, back then, it was said that way. Today, God's saying, listen, I'm going to take care of you. I'll make sure your cupboards are always full. I'll make sure that I watch over you. The word says, I've been young and I've been old. I yet to see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. Because God will always make provision. And sometimes you walk. You walk from one point to another. It's almost like walking from one farm field that has one stalk of corn to the next farm field that has another stalk of corn and then another one that has a grain of wheat. But the point is as we learn to walk and trust in the Lord, though the distance appears to be shorter and shorter and the fields become more and more full, and what is really happening is God is opening your eyes to the greatness of his provision, the blessing that he surrounded you with, because doubt is a blinder. It blinds you. You can be standing in a field full of provision and you don't know it. Jesus walked in the earth, the Son of the living God, God manifest in the flesh. And people waited for him to do a miracle so they could accuse him. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to get him out of the way. We think, wow, how horrible that was. But I wonder sometimes how much different is it in our lives when we reject the hand of God, the doing of the Lord, because we believed double-minded. We believe that both good and evil can happen to us, and it can't. That's why David said, only good is going to happen to me. The Lord says, no evil will befall you. We have to stand on one side of the fence or the other. As for me and my house, we've chosen to believe only good can happen. Didn't say things don't happen that make your world feel like it's upside down. Didn't say you never have issues in your life, that there aren't things to deal with, but you have to know and believe that's not evil happening to me. God's hand is on my life. Evil cannot befall me. The Lord is leading me somewhere. Maybe I made a decision. Remember, every outcome requires an action. An action is connected to every outcome. Sometimes we take steps that we shouldn't because we're not believing or trusting or we're doubting or we believed incorrectly. That's what needs to be fixed. Let's believe that God is with us at all times and we're not going to go out of the way. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He is your provision. He provides for you. The word says, and he restores my soul. The word of the Lord says, how would God restore your soul? The law of the Lord is perfect. We're right back where we started. God's way is perfect. The Lord's always with me. He said he was my shepherd. He said I would not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He's always going to feed me. Not only with food and provision, but he's going to feed me with joy and peace. He's going to feed me with insight and revelation. He's going to tell me everything that I need to know. He's guiding me. And he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Why? So he restores my soul. What is the still waters? It's when we learn to walk, when we learn to walk beside a quiet place. Be still. Why? No, God is God. Stop the screaming and the shouting and the frustration and the anger and this is wrong and that's wrong. Be still. No, God is God. He leads us beside the quieted waters. That means we're still and we say, God, I know you're with me. I quiet my soul. I quiet my mind. And I say, God is with me. The Lord is going to lead me. God's going to guide me. He restores my soul. How? Psalms 19, verse 7. By the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eye. That's how he does it. Lord, how do you restore my soul? By you knowing his way is perfect. His direction is omnipresent. Right here, right now, God is guiding. He's orchestrating my steps, and that restores your soul. That gives you insight. That gives you revelation. That tells you what you need to know. That takes the cloudiness out of your mind and shows you the sunshine of a bright day. It shows you the path that's before you. He's restored my soul. How? Because I've said the precepts of the Lord, the way of God is perfect, and there isn't anything else for me. There isn't any other way that I'm going to walk. There isn't any other way for me to believe except God's ways are perfect. And in knowing that, he's restored my soul. I feel encouraged knowing the perfect God is perfectly with me at all times. He's orchestrated my steps perfectly. I know things look like they went upside down and awry, but God is still directing my steps. He didn't make things go wrong, but He's showing me the wrong that needs to be right. He's showing me where I need to walk. He's showing me how I need to think, and He's showing me that no matter what, He's God with me, so I'm no longer afraid of being misled. I'm no longer afraid of going out of the way. In short, I fear not because the Lord God is with me. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The Word says that we are taught of the Lord. We're taught the way of wisdom. And it says, He says, I have led you in the paths of righteousness. Again, people feel like, so a lot of times, well, the devil's just, he's trying to mislead me. He's stopped saying that. You're in conflict with your own mind. You're in contradiction to what we've just read and what you believe. The Lord is my shepherd. I can't go out of the way. He is leading me. He is guiding me in the way that I should go. No evil can misdirect me. I'm not going to go out of the way. I can't say someone's trying to discourage me because no one's going to discourage me. Why? Because the precepts of the Lord restore my heart, restore my joy. He constantly keeps me encouraged. Do you see how the change of dialogue, it just changes the perspective? And what we're doing now, we're talking by faith. We're living by faith. Remember, there's a centurion soldier that came to Jesus one time, and he said, my servant's sick and he's tormented. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He said, not necessary. He said, I'm not worthy. Now again, you may say, I'm not worthy. I'm not schooled enough in the Word. I've done too much wrong. Again, your faith trumps everything. Your faith in who Christ is overcomes every situation. You can't explain your way out of a blessing if you'll stop trying and believe the Word of the Lord. You won't be able to run away from it. It'll overcome you. It'll chase you down. It will outrun you if you will believe what God has said about you. He's blessed you. Only good's going to happen to me. So the Word says, the man said, no, I'm not worthy. He said, but I'll tell you what, if you'll speak the Word only, if you just speak the Word, what you say will come to pass. My servant will be healed. Here's something interesting. He got to determine, the centurion, the soldier, got to determine by what means his servant was going to be healed. It wasn't just, you know, Lord, come, Lord, you know, maybe in 30 minutes, if we get there, you can. He got to determine right here, right now, in this moment, what was he doing? He was pulling on heaven. He was commanding by the authority of God that God put in that man's heart, just like he's put in yours and mine. Same authority, same power. Wouldn't allow what he didn't do that he should have done, or the vice versa. He didn't allow anything. I'm not good enough. I'm not. He said, I'm not, but that's not going to stop what's about to take place. He said, speak the Word only, and my servant would be healed. Jesus said, he addressed the people. He said, I haven't seen this kind of faith in all of Israel. What was he saying? When you speak in that capacity of the faith you have in who I am in you, this man is saying, no, don't come. Speak the Word only, and what you say will take place. Immediately, the Word says, that same hour, his servant was healed. Why? He had no excuse. He didn't believe that unrighteousness could overcome him. He didn't believe that his unrighteousness was an issue. Why? Because in Christ, we need to know this. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Why? Because it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, in this body, we can't blame it. Can't say we're only human, because you're a lot more than human. If you were only human, you'd be dead. Because the Word says, the body without the spirit is dead, being alone. The part that keeps you alive is the greater part of you. You're not only human, you're chosen of God. You're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You live by the Spirit, we walk by the Spirit. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is for you, nothing can be against you. The blessing of the Lord rests on you, and we walk in the favor of the Lord. We walk in the profoundness of God's Word and God's wisdom. He leads you in the way you should go. And he leads you in the paths of righteousness, and he does it because of who he is. It says, for his name's sake, because of who he is. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We're going to address that next time. Listen, I want to pray for you. I pray right now that God would open your mind. Again, that God would bring a healing to your eyes, a healing to your heart. I pray that when you when you even think in any direction, that no matter what direction you think in, if the past memories are a thought in your mind, that you're going to see where the hand of God blessed you. I pray that in every direction that you look, you can only see where God has been with you, where God has walked with you. He's walked you through. He's walked you into. He's guided your steps. Where you begin to praise the Lord. And the whole point again is we're fixing what is broken. What is broken? Our relationship, in the sense that we think God is not that powerfully, closely connected, that today we can say with full confidence, this is the greatest day of my life. The Lord is with me. He's guiding me. He's orchestrating my steps. This thing, whatever this thing for you is going to turn out so incredible. I'm going to bear witness to the glory and the power of God. Be encouraged in the Lord. God has something better for you than you're able to see with your own eyes or sense with your own senses. The Spirit of the Lord is your sense. The Spirit of the Lord is your intellect, your intelligence. The Spirit of the Lord is your lead, your guide. He'll lead you in the way you should go. God is presently, powerfully with you. And this is the greatest moment in history for you. And God's going to use you to create history. He's going to use you to do something beyond your expectations. Stop believing in what we're able to do. Stop thinking about who you are and what you are. As God told the prophet, when you look at these men to choose the next king, when you see David, don't look at him as a person. Look at him by the word. I've chosen you to anoint someone. I've anointed as king over the nation of Israel. God is with you as he was with David. God is present. God is power. I want to say to you also, thank you for standing with us. I'm always excited when I get to speak to you, when I get to share with you, and I'm always excited to ask you to do this. Pray for us. Pray with us. Stand with us. Believe with us. Believe that great things are going to happen. Believe God gives us a greater expanse than ever before. And stand with us in faith and prayer. Speak the blessing of the Lord over our lives as we speak the blessing of the Lord over yours, and watch what God will do. It says, give and it shall be given good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's not only in your finances, but that's in your prayers, your heart, your attitude. Be a giver. Faith doesn't just teach us how to receive. Faith teaches us how to be givers, how to bless and be a blessing. And that's who you are. And thank you so much for your support. Thank you that you stand with us financially. What you do financially helps us do what we do. And it's going to help us do what God has called us to do in the future. God bless you. God encourage you. Until next time.